more than 30,000 striking machinists. Delta Airlines has stopped serving hot meals on flights from its Detroit hub after a catering partner was alerted to a food safety issue. The airline says it has not confirmed any reports of illness. And new civil lawsuits filed today against Sean Combs alleging sexual assault. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 19th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be an open house at the Phillips Vet Clinic. This open house will include tours around their new building, food, drinks, snacks, and Whitehaven Petting Zoo. Catkins will be bringing adoptable pets for meet and greets, and all monetary proceeds will go to Catkins Animal Rescue. Once again, this is Saturday, October 19th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., with a ribbon cutting taking place at 1 p.m. Also Saturday, October 19th, it's Catkins Animal Rescue's Pause for a Cause Walk. This will be a 2-mile walk with a burger and brat sale, and will be happening rain or shine. Friendly dogs are welcome. There's a $25 entry fee, which includes a swag bag and t-shirt. You can register online on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Inc., or email them for a paper form, catkins_wi@yahoo.com. This will be beginning at the Phillips Municipal Building, and once again is happening Saturday, October 19th, registration at 9 a.m., and the walk begins at 10 a.m. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain showers. There could be a few flurries that mix in at times as you head into the overnight. Clearing towards tomorrow morning and cold with lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns but staying chilly. High only mid-40s. Currently 40 degrees. 98
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Haynes, a pink dress
a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Jack and Diane. Picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long, keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back to watching summer fade, to fall growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
Kenny Chesney here on 98Q Country with I Go Back. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking about, well, I'll be going back to the Packers, if you will. We'll talk about what it's like to be an NFL player, at least from a fan's perspective. Yeah, if that's not confusing, just wait until you actually hear me talk about it. In the meantime, I've got more country music for you right this second on 98Q Country. Here's Luke Bryan. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see. I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
playing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then. We have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. Talk about this all night long. Wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. Same old look in your eyes. It's a beautiful night. I'm so tempted to stay, but too much time has gone by. We should just say goodbye and turn and walk away. Think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, there's no way to know. No, we'll never know what might have been.
That's What Might Have Been from Little Texas, following up Love You, Miss You, Mean It from Luke Bryan here on 98Q Country. And we've been talking Packers. The question now, how many times have you looked at an NFL player and thought, if they paid me that much, I'd be able to figure it out? I know I've had the thought several times, especially when players end up fighting or making what look like really silly mistakes. False starts and late hits come to mind. Well, here's a question. What kind of difference would you expect $1 million salary to make in your life? Given the median income of the area, it's safe to say most of us would see a huge difference in life if we made $1 million a year, and especially if it looked like that million would be growing soon and growing fast. Of course, I'm talking about Romeo Doubs, who caught 3 passes yesterday for 49 yards and 2 awesome touchdowns, I must say. Romeo was in the news last week, including me yammering for all the wrong reasons, and he skipped meetings, and practices, and earn himself a one-game suspension. Well, yesterday, we saw him celebrating after both of his touchdowns, dancing with Jaden Reed, hugging Christian Watson, receiving general support from his teammates. We saw a lot of that. What we didn't see, though, we didn't see Romeo Doubs smile. Not once. I watched it back several times. There is not footage, at least, that made a highlight reel of Romeo smiling yesterday. We'll talk a little bit more about that after a check of the weather from the Civic Media weather team and what that might mean for someone in a normal fan's perspective and how we might go forward thinking about this. But first, I've got a word from our sponsors. That check of the weather, I promise. Rascal Flatts, Luke Combs, and a couple more of your favorites here on 98Q Country. More Packers in 15.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain showers. There could be a few flurries that mix in at times as you head into the overnight. Clearing towards tomorrow morning and cold with lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns but staying chilly, high only mid-40s. Currently 40 degrees.
98Q Country. Country.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than
Country.
walked out joint off a back road, a blinking window sign with an arrow, a gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on a jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. A bunch of good time numbers on the stall door, picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want. Girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. We'll
country.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slower. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. I've never met a girl like you. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done. Just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you.
Jason Aldean with Girl Like You here on 98Q Country, following up Holdin' Heaven from Tracy Byrd. We've been talking about football since about 4 o'clock or so, as I tend to do. And in general, we've been talking about Romeo Dobbs. Before that last set of four songs in a row, I mentioned that we didn't see him smile. Now, I could be wrong here. This is based on several repetitive reviews of highlights I dug for this one. Please let me know if I'm incorrect, though, and you saw a smile before that post-game interview. Watch those highlights back. I wasn't able to find one before that interview, and in that interview, he was asked directly about his stoicism that he displayed during the game, and he was asked whether his performance made him happy. He indicated that yes, and though his answer was encouraging, Dobbs has never been one to spike the rock and flex on the defense, so it kind of makes sense. It does go to show that most of us watching at home have no idea what it's really like to be out there, where many of us would say that we probably want to be, or to try it at least. Now, to be clear, do I think Romeo is still in the same rut that had him skipping practices and meetings? I think that I have no idea. And that is 100% the point. It's incredibly easy to believe, and more than possible, that a receiver having a bad week could turn it around with one good game like Romeo had yesterday. And even yesterday, watching it happen right before my very eyes, I found myself thinking, man, that would have to be enough, right? If I went into that game with my problems and performed the way Romeo did, I bet none of my problems would seem half as bad as when I went in. But I think Romeo gives us a better glimpse at what success can look like and how different it can look than how we would define it. And how sometimes the line between success and failure is blurrier than one would ever guess. It's easy to kind of trick ourselves into believing that he should have the same standards for his life that we would have for ours, or more foolishly, the standards that we would have for his life. What a silly concept. How could we possibly measure his experience against the yardstick of our own? We absolutely can't. Anybody who's seen Schindler's List knows that there is a quote about there about, if you save one person's life, you save the entire world. And you might give a huh, and I wouldn't blame you, but think about it. What that saying means is that each of us is so unique that the way we look at the world is perfectly unique. And for one person to be removed from this world is almost as if a world disappears. That person's unique perspective and view of the world is gone. And we're not talking about people passing away here, but we are talking about the difference in perspective and how easy it is for us to trick ourselves into thinking that Romeo Dobbs and people in his situation have everything they need. They don't even have the first three things. You know, money is not on the list of your basic requirements. There's plenty of sociological study out there about the things that we need. You know, there's a lot of terms for those things. None of them is a big pile of money, and certainly none of them is national attention and armchair opinions from small-town radio guys. I think I better dive into some country music. Thanks for hanging out while I talk Packers today. We do every day. I thought this one was just a worthy one because mental health deserves a highlight all the time. I think Romeo makes it a little more real for us. Keep them in your thoughts. That awesome team support we saw yesterday was pretty incredible. Hopefully we see more smiles from the stoic guy. But hey, if he says he's happy, I trust him. It's the best we can do. The best I can do is bring you country music like this one, waiting to bust down the gates. It's Billy Currington on 98Q Country. Must be doing something right.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. Heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand, and I don't know what to say. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the
yard. What more could two people ask for? Laying here in love beneath the stars. Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more, and kiss a little more, think a little less. Start asking you to look them in the eyes. Tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more, kiss a little more. If you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less. And do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met. Out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. You think a little less. Think a little less.
Ninety-eight Q Country.
You've been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The election lab at the University of Florida says more than 4 million people have already voted 22 days from Election Day. Pennsylvania, a key battleground state. Both former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris holding campaign events there this evening. As recovery continues in Florida from Hurricane Milton, the power is coming back on. There are just over 300,000 outages remaining. In North Carolina, authorities have arrested a man in Rutherford County. He's accused of threatening FEMA workers, identified as 44-year-old William Parsons.
Authorities say while carrying an assault rifle, Parsons stopped at a gas station and made a threat against FEMA employees. Sheriff's deputies investigated the possibility that a truckload of militia